And on our program today, we're visiting with Boone Police Chief John Weibel. Good to have you in.
Good morning.
You made it. Chilly as it is.
It is brisk.
Sure. City yesterday did it and continues today. Warming center. Again, it's there for those that will need it.
Absolutely. Third floor to the City Hall, 8 to 5 today. It's supposed to warm up the next 2 days, but looking in the long-term future, next week is going to be really cold again, so I imagine that'll be opened up again next week. It hasn't been announced yet, but I'm quite certain it will.
Yeah, my guess is when I saw what was coming, be there again. Easy. West side, for those that are need handicap accessibility, west side entrance, the ramp, go in the door, right to the left, the elevator's there.
Yep.
And once you get out up on the second floor and get around, there's a way to get around there, but don't panic if you can't. Yeah, you work your way over to the auditorium. And once again, it's a place to get warmed up, just to get in where it's a little warmer. And fortunately, if you have like any issues, health-wise, firemen aren't far away.
That's right. So that's right.
They can help out.
And it's going to be needed today. It is cold outside.
It is bitterly cold. And you guys still have officers out there. I know, unfortunately, last night we had the snow ordinance. In fact, really the first time we've had the entire city under the snow ordinance at one time. So my big thing was, were they off the streets?
Unfortunately, not enough of them are off the streets. I think we towed somewhere a little north of 30 vehicles last night, citywide. We hate to do that, but we need to get the streets clear so that they can move the snow properly and not have, you know, those curbs. If they plow around a car, it creates a big curb that gets frozen, and then it's there till spring. So that's why the snow ordinance is it was put in effect years ago while we even created it.
It had to do with the staffing reduction and being able to do the kind of work, because people can only be out there driving so long.
Right, right. And it snowed most of the day yesterday. I mean, it snowed a long time. So unfortunately, we did have to tow some cars. So if you wake up this morning, you're missing your car, it probably got towed. If it was parked on the street, it probably was towed for snow ordinance. And call ElmQuest Towing to get your vehicle back.
And if you're thinking, folks, city makes big bucks on this, no.
No. Well, there's a $10 ticket attached to every vehicle. That's all we make. So this is not a money-making scheme for the city in any stretch of the imagination. This is trying to get the roads clear for everybody.
And once again, it's worked out pretty well. If people have the vehicles off the roads, they can go a lot faster. They can get it taken care of. And makes a bigger windrow at the end of my driveway, but, you know, there's that. I can work around that.
Well, luckily, this is light, fluffy snow, mostly.
Yeah. The snow ordinance, and for some people, it's surprisingly, they don't realize it, or some are new, or for a variety of reasons, they don't get it. Very easy to get signed up. It's just 888. If you text. Get the text message, 888-777, all capital letters, Boone Snow.
One word, Boone Snow. And you'll get signed up, and then you'll get every alert every time this goes into effect. You'll get the alerts, and please help your neighbors. If you go home at night and you know the snow ordinance is going to be on that night, and you see, you know, your neighbors have their vehicle on the street, go talk to them. Share it on your social media. Talk to your friends. Hey, remind people, your neighbors, kids, whatever, and just remind them that, hey, don't park on the street tonight.
Yeah, we just as soon not have to spend time out there doing that.
We certainly do not want to.
Well, we have that. There's some years we do better. We seem to be getting better, and then all of a sudden we get an event and we seem to step back.
So. It seems the first one every year we have a number of vehicles, and then usually the second event we don't, if we're going to have a second event this year. I hope we don't. But.
Yeah. Well, and the downside is we're looking at a lot of opportunities for additional snow here in February.
Right, so. Right.
Just be prepared, be aware, and again, get yourself signed up. Some people I know, I don't do texting and stuff like that. Well, that's okay, but there are other ways to keep yourself informed. So.
And at this point, if there's a measurable snow amount forecasted, maybe just assume not to park on the street that night. I know also if you're in the downtown area and there's windrows during the day, that night downtown will likely have a snow ordinance because they have to come and clean those windrows up.
Yeah.
It hasn't been announced yet tonight,
we do have a few windrows around. Yes,
there's some windrows downtown still, so I imagine it'll be on again tonight, so the Public Works can clean up those windrows.
I will say they have been doing pretty good on Story downtown. Getting out with the diagonal parking in there. And I know that was always a concern. How is this going to work out?
Yeah, the public works director, his new plan for that this year with the diagonal parking has worked out really nice. I think it's kept Story Street completely clear and it looks good.
So keep your fingers crossed. Well, anyhow, this is some of the challenges we have.
Some of the challenges.
Doesn't go away, does it?
It never does.
I'm trying to think back. It's been, I'm going to say 15... probably 50, at least 15 years we've had a snow ordinance.
Yeah, at least 15 years.
So nothing new there. Well, we hope anyway. In the meantime, you guys get calls, public assist. I know the medical calls are out there. You guys respond to those as well. And it's been a little cool around the edges there. So between police department, the fire department, and the ambulance crews getting out there.
Yeah.
We see a lot more medical calls showing up.
A lot of medical calls anymore.
Yeah, those are the big ones that are a lot of them, but still have a few others. You get a few other cases you guys are still working on, too.
Yeah, we still have some stuff to do, for sure. We still get our normal calls.
Did want to ask about the Citizens Police Academy, because we touched on this last month, and I knew you were putting out the information. People have been applying for it. It's going to start on March 6th, but the deadline to get apply for it is on the 21st. And you've had a number of people I know that have gone through this in the past, and they speak very highly of it. Most of them, it's just a great learning experience to see just what a police officer has to go through.
Yeah, it's a great program for us. In fact, we have some applicants this year already that were in it previous years, and they want to come back and do it again because they enjoyed it so much. So it is a great program. We still have till the 21st to get your application in. You can find the applications on the city's website, boongov.com, or you can find a link to it on our Facebook page. But it's a great program. We'll teach you everything. I mean, it obviously not to the in-depth of a police officer, but we'll go through all the stuff. You'll in a lot of scenarios. We'll put you in some scenarios so you can kind of see why police react or why the police do what they do, and give you a chance to feel what that is like in a controlled situation. And it's just a great program.
The big thing you ask for is really it's attendance, because everything is free.
Right.
And all you ask for is the time commitment, about 3 hours on a Thursday evening. Come to the police department, and you're going to learn something new each week.
Each week, something new, and we'll feed you. Come with an open mind and willingness to participate, and it'll be a great time for you.
A lot of people don't realize just all the – they think that because that you solve things and do things in an hour on TV, it just doesn't quite work that way.
No, if only we had a crime lab of our own, but there's only one place in the state that has that, so yeah. –
Well, again, what are some of the topics you hit on when you go through this?
Yeah, we'll do. We'll start off with some legal stuff. So the county attorney comes in and kind of just explains the judicial process. I mean, a lot of people don't really even understand how it starts with an arrest and where it goes, how that process works. So you'll have a lot of that, and then we'll talk about all of our tactics. Building searches, traffic stops. We'll put the citizens in a controlled environment where they get to be the officer making a traffic stop. And what that looks like to them walking up to a car. We'll go through our equipment, so they'll be able to fire a taser, and we'll go to the range and shoot our guns, and we'll talk about defensive tactics and our drone program and really all the topics that we deal with. And then we'll do investigations. Well, they'll get to fingerprint some stuff. And it's just a great program. And at the end of it, or during that time, they'll get to do a ride-along with an officer. So they'll actually be in the passenger seat, watch an officer do his job.
I think one of the things that a lot of people just, like if you're working on a case, just how much evidence you have to collect, what you need to do so that the county attorney does have a case.
Exactly. And how to do it properly and store the evidence properly. And a lot of it's now digital evidence. So how are we handling digital evidence, including our body cams and our dash cameras and all those things. So it's very eye-opening to people. And it's people come away with it with a new this knowledge of what happens. So when they see something on the TV, on the news about this happened in another city with an officer, they have a better understanding of maybe why that happened or how they did that.
A lot of basic things the same.
Yeah.
Department to department. And in the meantime, we keep forging ahead. We still have a lot of other things. And then there are just the little things that come in where they get you get harassment calls, and you spend a lot of time just talking to people.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't, you know, when I started 24 years ago now, I'm dating myself, but I didn't realize how much, you know, I wasn't a big public speaker in high school. And then you realize that you are the public speaker now as soon as you become a police officer. So, yeah, it's just, you know, a lot of it's communication and talking to the public and talking to both victims and suspects and gaining that rapport. And so people in this class will see that and kind of see how that works. And they'll get to see some body cam video of some of our bigger cases and stuff. And see how those have progressed.
Okay. Well, again, that's a sign up. Again, I think even if they go stop into the library, library might not have applications, but they do have the online link.
That's true. And you can stop in the PD and get an application as well and fill them out.
Okay. Friday, next Friday afternoon, that's the deadline.
That's the deadline.
Get it in. And again, but it's Thursday, starts March 6th, about 3 hours every Thursday evening. And really, the big thing you ask for is your time.
Yep.
You just commit some time to it and see what you can learn. Let's see, a couple other things I wanted to add. What's been the hot topic, hot thing outside of, unfortunately, towing cars this morning?
One of the hot topics has been dogs at large. Yep. So I'm working with the Humane Society and our city attorney, and we're working on some code changes to present to council here hopefully in the next couple council meetings where we can hopefully address some of the problems. One of the biggest problems we have is dogs at large. We get a lot of dog at large calls. And, you know, in talking to the Humane Society, it's really about 10 homes or 10 residences in town that have this problem. It's kind of the same ones over and over. So we're working at some looking at some code changes to maybe strengthen our code a little bit to help alleviate some of those problems or hopefully get some buy-in from those dog owners to help not have these problems constantly, because it's a lot of the same dogs over and over.
And we've had, in the last couple of years, probably actual vicious dogs that have had to be addressed. And again, we've come back to having those show up. For the longest time, they were very seldom, but now they're starting to show up again.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we've had a couple pretty serious dog bites. Some of those have been dogs at large, unfortunately, that have bit other people or other people's dogs. And a handful of them they've bitten their own family members within the home. But we hate to see that. We don't want to, you know, we need to maybe strengthen our code a little bit to help at least try and stop some of these things from happening.
I see every once in a while a report because if somebody comes into the ER, with a dog animal bite, it gets reported.
Yep.
Because I know they see that show up on the calls every once in a while. So see, it's happening, still goes on. So working on that, update ordinance for that. You did do the don't feed the deer ordinance.
That's
I'm not
right.
sure how that's working, but
we haven't had any complaints to date. So my officers haven't caught anybody doing it. I've heard outside of work that's still going on a little bit, so we're going to look into that. But to date, we haven't had any complaints to dispatch about people feeding the deers in the cemetery.
The big thing was part of allow them to go out and find their feed elsewhere so that they move out of McCoe's Park, basically.
Yeah, McCoe's Park.
Because that was quite a herd I saw there the other night.
Yeah, in fact, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing our own aerial survey.
Okay.
So our drone program, we're going to have the pilots fly the drones over the town and do an aerial count of the deer to get a more accurate count of how many is actually in the city limits. A lot of them, because they kind of cling to the McCoe's area, they end up on Story Street, and then we have car accidents on Story Street, and that's a lot of the, you know, we're trying to alleviate that.
I know some people say, well, just have a hunt. Well, it's not your call.
Correct.
First of all, it is the DNR that has to make that decision. I mean, you can ask for it, but getting the information, the survey, and you have to wait for snow to get it.
Yep, that certainly helps. It makes it way easier to count when there's snow on the ground. Our drones do have thermal, which will really help, especially with the snow on the ground, because that'll show very cold, and so any of the animals will pop up easier. But Yeah, I mean, the hunt is not as easy as just having a hunt. There's just a lot of stuff that goes to that. Where do you allow it? You know, and then obviously the DNR has to approve it first and foremost. But there's a lot to having a hunt, so that's not my decision in any stretch of the imagination. So we'll see how many we have first. Let's you know, and then we'll look at, you know, possible ways to maybe curb some of that if we can.
Well, we'll see how it works out. Again, it's like you said, information you collect on the survey, will the DNR take that, or are they going to want to do their own?
That's true.
And so again, we'll start there. You got to go where.
That's right.
You got to go where the control is for it.
Well, too. next time I'm here, we can talk about how many deer we found.
Okay, we'll get that. At least we'll have the snow on the ground. That'll help.
Yeah.
Anyway, and that was one of the things last time, folks. It has been done before. The city has asked, and actually they used a helicopter and flew and did a survey. Didn't feel that it was enough to warrant a
Correct.
Hunt. And then the question is, where do you go after that? And do we use crossbows? Do we, you know?
Exactly.
Do we, yeah. Is it going to be a bow season or what? So,
well, and then what areas do you limit it to? Because so many of these deer are in residential areas, you know. Most of the cities that have a, I've looked into several cities that have an urban hunt, and most of those are done in parks or wooded areas, not in residential areas where some of these deer like to live and hang out. So we'll see. Let's just get the numbers in first. Then we'll go from there.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, what we think may or may not need to happen.
All right. Other things that are coming up this time of the year? Let me see. We're getting to springtime. I'm sure you get scam fraud calls all the time.
All the time.
Now we've got taxes going on and things like
that's,
that.
That's a huge one. People call up claiming that they're IRS and they need your information because you owe X number of dollars. And the IRS isn't calling you for that things. If you have questions, call your accountant. I mean, just go straight to your accountant. If you get a call from the IRS, don't give them any of your information. Talk to your accountant. The accountant will follow up and it will do that stuff for you. And he or she will likely know if it's a scam or not. So that's a huge one. And
do we get some utility ones coming in too this time?
Some utility ones, but anytime they ask you to pay by a gift card, that is a clear sign that it's a fraud case. They will not do that. A real organization will not ask you to pay by gift card, especially like Apple cards or iTunes cards. Nobody's asking. No real organization is going to do that.
But they're very good at talking to people.
Once they start talking, don't
get drawn in.
Right, they're very good, and they will tell you not to tell your friends. You know, they're very good at what they do, and unfortunately, they get people every year, and a lot of those times, you can't get that money back, or we can't get that money back.
Younger people with elderly parents, keep checking on them.
Yes.
Again, those are things that it helps.
Yeah, and one of the other things that's happened a few times is they call up and say, hey, you have a virus on your computer, give me access to your computer and then I can clear the virus off. But don't do that. Companies aren't calling you out of the blue to say, hey, we notice your computer has a virus, and if you give them access, they're going to take everything. So
I still have a Nigerian prince sending an email. I see those emails every once in a while. I'm still going, I can't believe they're still doing it, but they do.
It still works, unfortunately.
And we saw, what was it? Oh, yeah, the case that Ames or Iowa State police, they just had the story on the Des Moines media about the girl that was being harassed and let an officer know, and they started 4 years. 4 years to that's a long investigation. That includes even Homeland Security too.
Right.
So
yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
So
unfortunately it doesn't happen. It can't happen overnight, but definitely tell somebody. I mean that was great of her to report.
At least step up and do that too. Once again, Citizens Police Academy, we want to remind you, once again, you can still get signed up for it. You do have a limit on how many you would like, so you do have some seats still available. If you were to get more than a couple of dozen, you might go, okay, well, we might have to stretch it out a little bit, but you can still handle a number of people. So,
yep.
Again, get yourself. The application is due on February 21st, and once again, that's 4 in the afternoon, a number of different places to sign up for it. If you have not been through the Citizens Police Academy, And you might have a friend that went through it or something. Find out what they thought about it, because pretty interesting to just actually see everything that is involved with it. So.
Yeah, it's a great program.
And otherwise, watch for the snow ordinance. If you haven't been signed up, 888-777-BOONSNOW.
BOONSNOW.
Get you that text message. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.